The Song of Achilles by Madeline Miller, read by Sebastian Humphreys. When I turned the corner onto the garden path, she was there, sharp and knife bright. A blue dress clung to her skin as if damp. Her dark eyes held mine, and her fingers, chill and unearthly pale, reached for me. My feet knocked against each other as she lifted me from the earth. "I have seen," she hissed, the sound of waves breaking on stone. I could not speak. She held me by the throat. "He is leaving." Her eyes were black now, dark as sea-wet rocks and as jagged. "I should have sent him long ago. Do not try to follow." I could not breathe now, but I did not struggle. That much, at least, I knew. She seemed to pause, and I thought she might speak again. She did not. Only opened her hand and released me, boneless, to the ground. A mother's wishes. In our countries, they were not worth much. But she was a goddess, first and always. When I returned to the room, it was already dark. I found Achilles sitting on his bed, staring at his feet. His head lifted, almost hopefully, as I came to the doorway. I did not speak. His mother's black eyes still burned in front of me, and the sight of his heels flashing up the beach. "Forgive me. It was a mistake." This is what I might have dared to say then, if it had not been for her. I came into the room, sat on my own bed. He shifted, his eyes flicking to mine. He did not resemble her the way that children normally look like a parent. A tilt of chin, the shape of an eye. It was something in his movements, in his luminous skin. Son of a goddess. What had I thought would happen?